Is he welcome?
Amen.
How many has a prayer request on your heart? You just want to hold it up to God? Just anything it might be, let's approach the Almighty God right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so grateful that you bid us to come to you, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, that though we're unworthy, though there's nothing good in us, that the great Almighty God has invited us to come and to seek you with all of our heart, Lord. Lord, and we come to worship you today. In all that you've revealed to us, Lord, we realize that you are God alone. There is none beside you, Lord. And we want to worship you, Lord. We want your Spirit to come and fall upon us, Lord, and dwell within us and change us, Lord, and transform us and make us what you want us to be. And Lord, we have our prayer requests we hold up to you. We have needs and loved ones and the struggles of this life, and we commit them all to you, and we lay them at the foot of the cross. And Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers and meeting all of our needs. Lord, you said to us if we would ask, believing, we would have whatsoever we asked. So we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and touching our loved ones and meeting all of our needs today. I ask you to bless the service today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. God bless you. It's good to be here today. And appreciate Sean's helping us in the back and the training. So, Tim made a little plea for help, and appreciate that. You know, it's nice to help one another.
Amen.
You know, it's nice to do your part. And, you know, I believe we have a purpose in this life.
Amen.
And sometimes we feel that we don't know what that is. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And we have to admit, it's part of his plan that we seek him.
Yes.
That we don't always know, right? We don't always know what he wants us to do, but he wants us to seek him.
Amen.
See, so I realize after, I can't believe it's been 30 years since the Lord touched me. On March 1st, 1987, he reached down his hand for maternity and he touched a poor lost sinner. And I'm so grateful for that. But in that journey of seeking him and looking inside of self and realizing within me, I'm just a wretched man.
Amen.
But the God of eternity wants to fellowship with
Amen.
Me. And that's amazing to me. And I say, I don't know why you want to fellowship with me, but I believe he does.
Amen.
And actually, I believe he created this whole world to fellowship with you,
Amen.
To fellowship with sinners. But see, because he's a holy God, he had to provide a way for us to get to
yes.
him.
Amen.
So he came himself and made a bridge, paid the price on Calvary.
Hallelujah.
And his blood cleanses us from all our sin.
Amen.
Faith in his blood gets us in that path to him, where when we believe that he paid the price, we can pursue him now. Not in the clothes of the sinner, but as a son.
Amen.
And when you start to have that, when Jesus taught us to pray, I don't mean to preach, Adam. I'm just, you know, just talking. When Jesus taught us to pray, what's the first thing he said when he taught them to pray? Father, Heavenly Father,
Amen.
Dear Father, and have Father. He wants that relationship with
Amen.
Every one of us.
Hallelujah.
Of a loving father. Who created the parable of the prodigal son?
Uh-huh.
Who created that? To me, that came from straight from the throne of God.
Yes.
The father reaching out to the son who went wayward and saying,
Amen.
Come back to me. And yes, the son had to come to himself, you know, because we get distracted in this life and we go off and we think we know what's going to make us happy. But then we realize that doesn't make me happy.
Amen.
What's best for me, I realize, is not the pig slop of this world, but when I was with my Father, when I was in his presence, I was happiest.
Amen.
So he turns and he says, but when I go back, I'm not going to ask for all the rights of a son. I'll ask to be a servant. Yeah. You know, there's something to that attitude. That when we come back to him, we're not all haughty. We're not all lifted up and we don't deserve this and that. Nothing in my arms I bring. Simply to the cross I cling.
Amen.
I claim nothing but the blood of Jesus. And when he came back to prodigal son, and he was almost like he's going to get spanked, you know. But, you know, that's the way we come back to God. We feel guilty, we feel down, condemned. But what does our Heavenly Father do? He opens his arms.
Amen.
Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son, but if you would just let me be a servant. And then he says, bring the finest robe. Put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet.
Yes.
Kill the fatted calf.
Amen.
For my son was lost, but now he's found.
Amen.
God rejoices when we go back to him with the right attitude.
Hallelujah.
And that just doesn't happen once in our life. That can be a daily. That can be, you know, but I think we really need to have that kind of experience where we realize he's my father. We need to be born again of the Spirit of God so we realize he's my father. And he wants to fellowship with me. How many parents here have children that you wish you had better fellowship with?
Me.
You know, some of my children don't mind fellowshipping with me more than others. Do you have that? I have 7 kids, so we got all different levels of fellowship going on. But I feel pain over the ones that really don't want my fellowship because I love them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And everything in me just wants to help them.
Amen.
Everything in me just wants to impart some piece of experience of my life to help them in their life. And I can't do that because they don't want to talk to me. And the ones that do want fellowship, well, they benefit from that. They benefit from that. See how much more, millions and billions times more, that applies to our Heavenly Father. Prayer is not a law. It's one of the greatest privileges we have.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
To go to God humbly and say, Lord, I just want to be in your presence.
Yes.
If you would come by just for a little bit and impart some wisdom to me, I would really appreciate that. If you could show me what to do, I got a choice here in life. I've made some bad choices. What a privilege it is to go to him. Don't go to him all condemned. Listen, if the devil can convince you that God's against you, then he's got you right there. But God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Today with us is my friend and brother, Adam Knight. And Sister Ida's here with Anya and so we're so happy that they're here because he never comes this way. He doesn't like it up here. It's not that he doesn't like us. He doesn't like Yankees, I think, even though he's a Yankee. He was born in Ohio, but he went south, and he's taken on that. And so he lives in a nice area where it's wide open. You know, I don't think we were meant to live on top of one another the way we do up here in the cities. So anyway, I'm glad Adam's here, and we're just here for one service. You know, Adam, in his ministry, he's preached all over, and when he wasn't pastoring full-time now, but evangelist, he would preach every night, you know, just preach, and he spent his life for the gospel. In more ways than one. I hope he doesn't get mad at me, but he physically preached so hard for God that his body was torn down. And you and I will never know what he's been through. But see, God takes care of his servants.
Amen.
From beginning to end.
Amen.
Right? And so you and I, you may not realize it, but God brought you here today.
Amen.
You might be sitting there and say, I don't know why I'm here today. But listen, God, the God of eternity, he saw our whole life before this world was created. And I believe that not Adam, but our God is going to speak today.
Amen.
Not just in words, because the gospel is not just teaching, but it's a manifestation of the power of God. And you'll get what you expect today. If you expect just to hear from Brother Adam, who lives in North Carolina, who used to live in Ohio, well, that's what you'll get. But if we can look beyond the veil of the flesh of a minister, and we can say, Lord, I do believe that you use men to speak. Does God use the Bible to speak? That's his word. But he also chose, within the Bible, it says he chose men to speak. He could have used the trees, right? He could have used the clouds. But he chose imperfect men for his spirit to come and speak. Now, your faith in that today is how you connect to God.
Hallelujah.
For right now, for as long as we're going to be here for one service, I'm challenging you and asking you, and for your benefit, not mine, to say, God, I believe that.
Amen.
And I want you to know your faith could move God to move Adam off of a thought that he had ahead of time to another thought that would be a thought right to you.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
I've had that happen to me so many times that there's no doubt in my mind that your faith, my faith, we're able to move the gift of God in Adam's life. And that gift, and we can draw it to us. Just like Brother Brandon would be in the services, and somebody in the audience had faith, and he'd have a vision right for that person's need. See, the same way any minister that has a, if they're called of God, they have a gift of God for the people, and they can minister, but your faith can move that gift to meet your need.
Amen.
So be selfish today. Say, Lord, I know there's a lot of needs here, but I have a need. And I need you to speak to me. I need you to save me. Lord, I need the Holy Ghost. I need the seal of God so much on my life that you're in control and not me in control. Is that what you want? Because you get what you expect. So I won't take much longer. I want to give Adam plenty of time. And listen, we're just here one service, and I didn't want to pull too hard on Adam, So we're going to spend some time today, and Adam and Ida and Maureen and I are going out to Gettysburg because we both have a love for, I don't know why, but we love Gettysburg, right? So we're headed out there tonight. But today, now is the time for you. So let's all stand and let's sing Only Believe.
Amen.
Just the chorus, Only Believe.
Amen.
Do you believe it's that simple? Only believe. Only believe.
All things are possible. Only believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, are possible. Lord, I believe Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord, not in our own merits, Lord, but we come through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Lord, for I heard your prophet say that when our voice comes up through the blood, that, Lord, you hear the cry of that voice because it becomes the voice of your Son. And Father, we pray this morning, Lord, that one more time, Lord, that you'll come, and God, that you'll anoint this vessel of clay and anoint your word, Lord. God, may you come and anoint our hearts to receive this morning. If there's any sick here this morning, Lord, I know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, you can still heal their bodies this morning. Father, if there's any bound, Lord, you can still bring deliverance this morning. Father, if there's any lost, Lord, you can save them this morning, God. We're looking to you that, Lord, you are the same Almighty God that you've always been. Lord, we ask, God, you would take this vessel into your hands, Lord, to your will, to your purpose, God, and we'll love you and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Do you love him this morning?
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. And I appreciate what the things that Brother John said there. We're kind of like David and Jonathan in the scripture. Our hearts were just kind of yoked together there. And he speaks awful good of me. And I sure appreciate Brother John. He's, I joke with a lot of people and I say, John's the only friend I got. And, you know, but he is a true friend, and I appreciate that. And I was thinking this morning as Brother John was talking about what the Lord could do. You know, the prophet of God taught us that, and the scripture teaches us that Jesus Christ is the same. Amen. And as I heard the prophet of God say many times, he said, the whole purpose of my ministry is to show the people that Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's not dead. He's not way off. He's alive and amongst the people. And I believe he's here this morning. And the Bible teaches us that if we can just have a little shred of faith, just a faith as a grain of mustard seed, ask what you will in my name and my Father will give it unto you.
Amen.
How many believes you belong to the Father? And I ain't seen no father that will turn down his child yet if they're a true, honest, blue father. And I've got not as many children as John's got. But I've got four, and my children could call me right now, and there's something inside me as a dad. I'll cross the desert with bare feet to get to my children if it's on the other side of the world. And how much more would our Heavenly Father cross the surly bounds of eternity to grant to us what we have need of this morning?
Amen.
Amen. I believe he's a wonderful Savior and worthy to be praised. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Samuel chapter 23. And it has been a while since I've been here. I've aged a little bit, and I have aged a little bit. I'm eternal now. Amen. But we have gotten a little bit older, and maybe not as got as much strength as we used to have physically, but I'm looking for that brand new body. Amen. How many's looking for the rapture?
Amen.
Now, if you believe we're already in the millennium, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
We're not there yet. But we're sure reaching that direction. Amen. And we can see by all the signs that are around us that in just any moment, the Lord Jesus is going to call his bride home. Amen. And this world is just going to be left to the cannon fodder that it really is. I'm wanting to go home to be with the Lord. And I think it's time we get ready to go home to be with him. Amen. And if you don't have a desire to go home to be with the Lord, then you just best check up. What's wrong with me? If you're at home in this old world, there's something wrong inside the heart somewhere.
2 Samuel chapter 23, beginning in verse 14. And David was then in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. I want to read verse 15 again. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." You may be seated. Now, this is just a little simple thought this morning. I didn't come with anything new. I don't believe there's anything new under the sun. I believe the message is what's written in the confines of the Scriptures. The prophet of God did not reach out into the stars and the clouds and pull out all these great truths, but he reached in the bounds of this book we call the Holy Bible, and he pulled all them truths right out of here. And the prophet of God said that end time messenger, Brother John, was to reach back there and get all them loose ends and tie them back into a knot and present them to the people and say, "Here's the truth." And I believe he taught us that was to get us ready for the rapture. So I didn't bring anything new this morning. But I'd like to take for a thought this morning, how long has it been? And I'm sure we can apply that to many things. And you could ask someone, how long has it been since you've been back to the home place? And they'll start thinking about it. And, well, it's been 10 years, it's been 20 years. But you know, when that question becomes a reality, it becomes a longing within the soul. When I think about where I was raised and I get that longing to go back there, I get a yearning in my heart. Brother John, something down inside me says, I've got to prepare. I've got to get ready to go back there because I've got that desire to go back there. I'm wanting to see the apple trees we used to climb in. I'm wanting to see the forest we used to play in. I'm wanting to see where we used to have our snowball fights. And there becomes a longing, a desire inside me. And I believe David began to have a longing for that well of Bethlehem that was in Judea, or that was in Bethlehem, that well that he drank water from. No doubt, as David, the prophet of God, said, David had been in a battle. Anybody been in a battle this week? How about the last month or the last year, or your entire Christian life has been a battle? And you begin to think about what it was like that first day you got saved and you give your heart to the Lord, and how you drank from the wells of Calvary and how it brought that refreshing to your soul and brought a lightness to you, and you was excited about being saved. And you run out and you run up to the worst sinner of all sinners, Brother John, and you begin to tell him, "I'm saved. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus." And they give you that look like there's something wrong with you. But oh, can you remember what it was like when you first met Jesus? Can you remember what it was like when you begin to drink of the wells of salvation and your soul begin to bubble? I believe David, when he was in the battle, began to remember what it was like to drink of the wells of Bethlehem. And I believe it's time the bride of Jesus Christ begins to remember what it was like to drink of the wells of Pentecost, where the gifts were and the signs and the wonders and the miracles and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's time she longs for that again. Amen. The word long, it refers to a desire or a longing for, or a yearning for, something that you just can't do without. You know, young people fall in love and they got this desire, this yearning to be around the person they fall in love with. In so much, Brother John, that they decide, this is the one I'm going to marry. That yearning becomes part of them. This is the way it was with David. David had been a shepherd and took care of his daddy's sheep. But it was more than just being a shepherd out there. It was on the backside of the desert that David began to pick up the stones and throw them at the tree and begin to say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters." David recognized it was out there that he met God, and he longed for that relationship again. It's time, the bride of Christ, that we begin to long for a relationship. Not with a historical Jesus, but a Jesus that's with us today in every aspect of our lives. He's there when we're down. He's there when we're up. He's there when we're in. He's there when we're out. Amen. We need to have that yearning, that longing. David, no doubt, began to get thirsty, Brother John, as he began to fight that battle out there. And he run over and he picked up a thermos. Maybe it was Joab's thermos and he got a big drink out of it. But it was just warm water. It couldn't quench that thirst. You ever run somewhere and thought, my, if I could just go to church here, if I could just go to church there and just get a drink of water, and it just never satisfied you. This must have been David. I wonder sometimes if we don't go to church on Thursday night or Wednesday night and just get a warm drink of water, when we could go back to the artesian well and drink out of the wells of salvation and get what our soul has need of. God's not a God of giving you yesterday's manna. He's a God of giving you what you have need of today. To give you what your soul desires. To give you what gives you life. You see, we have gotten satisfied drinking out of the old church cisterns. We come service after service, but we don't drink the fresh waters of Pentecost. We pull out a spoken word book and we try to just drink an old stagnated waters. But you see, God is more than that. He is the well of living waters. It bubbles every day. How long's it been since you drank out of the wells of salvation? The Bible said, with joy shall you draw out of the wells of salvation. With joy. Most people today don't even have joy anymore. Brother, there's joy in serving God. There's a joy in being saved. There's a joy in having the Holy Ghost. There's a joy in knowing when you talk about Him, He'll come right down where you stand. Most people serve a historical Jesus, one that was of yesteryears. But I serve a God that's with us this very day. A God that when I call on His name, He heals the sick. When I call on His name, He'll raise the dead. When I call on His name, He'll baptize with the Holy Ghost. That's the God I serve. He said, I am the Lord God, and I change not.
Amen.
How is it that we come to church and we don't really expect Him? We think we'll do our religious duty. We'll get in there and say four Hail Marys, do our little symbol of the cross, and go home because we've done our duty. No, sir. We're in a battle. We're in a fight for our faith. Amen. We've got to fight through the enemy. Battle our way through the enemy because we want to drink.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's good.
Most people won't fight anymore. They've got the white flags up of surrender and surrendering to the devil. You remember, oh, Brother Adam, I know they used to have prayer meetings, but we've got beyond that now. That's what's wrong with the church. We've got beyond the prayer meetings. We got beyond the fasting. We got beyond the praying. We use the idea, oh, all you got to do is believe. But brother, belief has got an action to it. It's got a life to it.
Amen.
When David said, I believe, he went out against Goliath. He didn't just say, I believe the battle belongs to the Lord. He picked him up a stone and went out there and began to put it into action. It's time the Church of the Living God picks up that word and puts it into action.
Amen.
These signs shall follow them that believe.
Hallelujah.
The other day, me and my wife sit standing at home. We've been doing a lot of studying and praying and standing there in our kitchen talking. Maybe a foot or two between us. She'll testify this is the absolute truth. Talking about the Lord Jesus. We wasn't talking about what somebody in the church was doing. We wasn't talking about the things we didn't like. We was talking about Jesus. The prophet of God said, oh, you want Jesus to come near? He said, talk about Him a little bit. Talk about Him. Fellowship about Him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Brother John, that's what we need. To talk about Jesus a little bit. Hello, church.
Amen.
Don't get me wrong. I believe this message with all of my heart. But we've left Jesus out of it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Me and her was talking about the Lord. And as God's my judge, He come down
and stood between us. He didn't have a physical body like my physical body, but that's all he was lacking. He stepped in there, Brother John. The presence of God just moved in. I stepped back a little bit. I asked my wife. I said, do you recognize him? She's here. Tears began to run down her face. And she said, he's here. I know he's here.
Hallelujah.
You see, he's not a God of yesteryears or a God of tomorrow. He's a God of now.
Amen.
He wants you to long for him now. Here, David, have a drink of my whole canteen. David said, Joab, I've drank out of your canteen. It's a yesterday's message. It's a yesterday idea. The prophet of God tried to get us to come to the realization the word of God never gets old. It's Jesus Christ the same.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. There ought to be such faith in the bride of Jesus Christ today. The dead ought to be raised. Blinded eyes ought to be opened. Deaf ears unstopped. Well, Brother Adam, I'm looking for it. I'm not looking for it. I'm experiencing it. Oh, if we could just believe. Stop building on man's wisdom. Paul said, I came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom. Everybody's looking for man's wisdom and man's ideas and man's interpretations of it. Whatever happened is just going back and believing all things is possible to them that believe.
Amen.
How long has it been since you longed for a move of God? Huh? I don't mean some emotional hype. But I'm talking about a real, genuine move of God. You may not feel it in the natural senses, but something down on the inside of the inside said, I've got to have God. Give me life. Well, I'm from North Carolina, so I'm a little bit different. Jesus said in St. John chapter 7, if any man thirst... Where's the thirst the church used to have? Where's the hunger the church used to have? Where's the desire for an old-fashioned move of God? Well, Brother Adam, we're in 2017. Since when did that change God? Huh? When David got down and prayed, he didn't pray for the God of Adam's day. David prayed for the God of his day. For he knew the God of his day was the God of Adam's day. And if we could get that revelation, the God of this day is the God of that day. And the God of that day is the God of this day.
Hallelujah.
I am the Lord God. And I change not.
Thank you, Lord.
That's where I have problems. Well, now, Brother Adam, that was for a different day. Where did God change? Huh? Malachi 3:6, a favorite scripture. I am. Got down there. Moses said, Lord, who do I tell them sent me? He said, you tell them I am.
Amen.
Not I was or I will be. I am.
Amen.
The resurrection and the life.
Amen.
I am. The healer of your bodies. I am the balm of Gilead.
Amen.
I am the rock of the wilderness.
Amen.
I am the bread of life.
Amen.
People's got into a position anymore. They're not expecting. There's no expectation for God to do anything. I've told this story here before, but I'm going to tell it again. Little woman backslidden away from God called me one evening. Little drug addict. Her life messed up with methamphetamines. Called me and said, Brother Adam, said my aunt's laying in the hospital on a machine. They want to unplug her. Now, I'm not one that likes to come up against challenges I have no power over. But she said they want to unplug her, and I told them, just wait till I get somebody to come and pray. Here was a drug addict, yet she had been in the house of God, and she knew God was real. What's wrong that we, the church, can't recognize he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but a drug addict can believe it?
Amen.
The prophet of God talked about Christians come across the platform and get nothing.
Right.
because we got it figured out in our heads. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul said, I come not with enticing words of man's wisdom, that your faith should stand in God, not in man's wisdom. People want to know how many quotes you got to back that up. Whatever happened to this is the word. Amen. David got over there. Maybe somebody else come and said, here, David, you want a drink? Can't try mine. I've tried so many different people's canteens. Run to this canteen and that canteen. This idea, that idea. Only to find out there's only one thing that'll satisfy me, and that's water from the wells of Bethlehem. Water from the house of my God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. It's time the church goes back to the fountain of living waters. My people, he said, have committed two evils. Not the world, not the backslider. He said, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. Could you imagine having the fountain of living waters and forsaking it? Yet Israel did it. They had the rock in the wilderness. Brother John that went out through there and watered all the people and watered the animals, watered it all. And the Bible said they forsook him. They complained. They murmured. I think we're about in the same shape in the day we're living in. The age we're living in right now. So murmuring, much murmuring and complaining. David was in a battle. We're all in a battle for our souls. And it's time we begin to realize, my satisfaction cometh from above. My satisfaction is not in a Hollywood theater. It's not in a basketball arena or a football arena. My satisfaction cometh from above. David said in Psalm 32, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. You ever seen an animal pant? It's wore out. It's so hot it can't stand it. It's so weary it can't hardly stand on its feet. It's panting. Why? Something inside there. It's got a deep calling under the deep. What's wrong with the house children of God that we don't have a deep call anymore for an old-fashioned revival, miracle power of God?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I was in a minister's meeting, and I was asked to preach to the preachers. Boy, that's a job. Yeah, all of them's right. All you got to do is ask them. And I said, God, I don't want to go. My wife will tell you this was the truth. I said, I ain't going. She said, huh? I said, I ain't doing it. I'd walk outside, walk around a little bit. I'd come back in there. She'd sit with the Bible. I said, I ain't going. Well, Brother Stones, I said, I don't care. I ain't going. I ain't doing it. And I'd march in the other room. I'd come back. I'd look at her. I'd say, I don't want to hear it. I ain't going. And I didn't say anything. Brother John, there was a deep call inside my heart. Something began to burn on the inside. I don't like going up against people that think they're right. You can't. They're just like an old mule. Oh, days of miracles have passed. Oh, prophet didn't say that. Oh. I kept saying, I ain't going. Long about 10, 11 o'clock at night, I said, I ain't going. My wife said, you've been saying that all day. Who are you arguing with? She said, I didn't tell you to go. I said, well, I ain't doing it. She said, well, you best be telling God. She said, he's the one that's telling you. I didn't want to go, Brother John. I finally went outside and walked around under the stars for a little bit, and I said, God, I ain't going. He said, yes, you are too. I said, Lord, I don't want to go. He said, but you got to go. I walked back in the house, and I said, honey, she said, the bag's already packed. It's in there. I said, but I don't want to go. She said, you ain't got a choice. Something was dirt burning on the inside of me. Let me tell you something. When you get a desire for God, something begins to burn. It's uncontrollable. It's like a hot coal inside your soul, and it begins to erupt. You see, the church has lost her fire. She's lost her zeal. She's lost her hunger. Do you not realize the hour we live in this day? We're living at the hour that the birth pains have become so close, you cannot even time them anymore. It ain't just World War I, World War II. Now we've got hurricane after hurricane, volcano, earthquakes, all these things. Everybody's threatening to shoot missiles. You can't see where we're at. You're blind. Birth pains have come so powerful in this age. It's time for deliverance. But it's a day of rebuke. It's a day of blasphemy. For the children to come to birth, but there's no strength in the church. Well, I better leave that alone. People don't know what it is to pray through anymore. Well, Brother Adam, I felt the willies. I got the witness bumps. Come on. When people used to pray through where I was raised, brother, the glory came down and filled their soul, and you knew where you stood with God.
Amen.
I remember having an old brother come preach for me. Going through some trials, his name was Jay Sweeting. Brother John, you might have met him. We had a prayer meeting, and I was down. People wasn't coming out for meeting. Saturday night, we went in there to go pray, and four or five of us showed up, and Jace was there to preach. That earlier in the week, he went in there and started praying. We started praying. You ever get those times you just feel like, oh God, that's about all you can get out. Of course, you know preachers don't do that. Oh yes, they do. They just say, oh God. Well, I went through this and I sat in there for about an hour just going, oh God. I didn't even know what to pray. I wanted to quit preaching. I wanted to quit pastoring. I just wanted to go sit in my house and eat my ice cream and take it easy and let everybody else do what they wanted. Come out of there just, oh, I didn't feel saved. I felt lost. Everybody else started coming out and Jay Sweeting didn't come out. He was about 80 years old. I waited about 2 hours, no Jay Sweeting. 3 hours went by, no Jay Sweeting. 4 hours went by, I told my wife, I said, maybe I ought to go check on the fella. He might have died in there. I said, it's going to be hard to have church on Sunday. If he died in there, people are going to be all superstitious about it. 5 hours went by. Finally, Jay stepped out of there, and you could just see him glowing with the glory of God. You see, that's what church used to be. I want you to know when great men of God like G.L. Moody and Sankey and all those men went into a place and began to preach the word of God and the power of God dropped, it wasn't that man that did it. It was them people on their knees crying out for God.
Amen.
That had a longing, a yearning for God to do something. How long has it been since you had a yearning for God to do something? How long's it been since you cried to God to refill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Heal your body. Save your children. How long's it been since you got desperate with God? That little woman with the issue of blood, she crawled down through the multitude and said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. She wasn't looking for somebody's quotes. She didn't want to look for somebody to agree with her. She said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. Where's that woman at in the church? Where's blind Bartimaeus sitting out there on the other side of the multitude of thousands screaming, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Huh? Brother Bram said, Jesus couldn't have heard him over them thousands of people. He said, but there, that little man's faith stopped God dead in his tracks. He said, think about it. His faith stop God dead in his tracks. Oh, I wonder if we ain't got a Bartimaeus in here this morning that can stop God dead in his tracks this morning and him turn around and say, call the blind man. Huh? Oh, Brother John, I want to stop him this morning if it just be but for a moment and say, God, refill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Refill my soul this morning with joy unspeakable and full of glory. You need healing this morning. There's healing in the waters of living and living waters. There's a deep call of thunder of the deep. The prophet of God said that if there's a deep in you calling for healing, it's because there's healing in God to answer that call. There's a deep call of thunder of the deep at the noise of the water spouts. I looked at that word noise. It's brought in the Hebrew voice. There's a deep calling under the deep at the voice. of thy water spouts. What is the water spouts? There's salvation in the water spouts. If you'll call out unto him this morning, if you'll listen to the voice of God this morning, he's saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's deliverance in that voice this morning, those water spouts this morning. I don't care what you're bound with, my God can deliver you of whatever you're facing. You know what the greatest downfall in the church is? People will not admit they're bound. Huh? Oh, Brother Adam, I've been in this message for 25 years. That has nothing to do with it. Huh? Spirits get on people. And as long as you live in this old pest house, you get spirits on you. What do you think makes you and your wife argue? What do you think makes you mad at the preacher? What do you think makes you so angry you want to stay home on Sunday instead of going to church? It's a spirit. Amen. Hello, church. As long as you live in this old pest house, you're subject to spirits. Amen. Come on. Amen. That's why we need to come in every day and say, Lord, let me die daily. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Drive the spirits out of my life. Help me get rid of this old angered attitude. There's healing in the water spouts this morning. Oh, by his stripes you are healed. It's a promise of his word. God's obligated not to you, he's obligated to his word. God swore by himself, for he could swear by no greater. Why did he swear by himself? There was nothing greater than himself. Amen. And if he said it, he knew if he didn't back it up, then he was only as good as his word was. And if he's a liar, he's no good. Amen. Hello, church. But he said, my word, as I've sent my word out, it will not return unto me void, but it will have accomplished that in which it was sent for.
Thank you, Lord.
He healed all our diseases. God's not obligated to the church. He's not obligated to you as a person. He's obligated to his word.
Amen.
Hello, church.
Amen.
No wonder when he said down there to Abraham, go offer your son Isaac up. Went down there, the prophet of God said him, great, put that son on the altar, lifted that knife. He already received him as one back from the dead. Why? He knew God was obligated to his word.
Amen.
How long has it been since you said, God, your word said? Huh? He loves to hear his word. They laid that woman, went to the hospital. There she laid, hooked up to the machine. Doctor met me at the door and he said, listen, preacher, don't you give these people hope. I said, I'm not here to give these people nothing. I said, they called and asked me to come pray for this woman, and that's all I intend to do.
Amen.
Listen, God didn't ask you to climb Mount Everest. He didn't ask you to jump the White House.
Amen.
He asked you to take him at his word.
Amen.
Only believe all things is possible.
Amen.
Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee.
Amen.
See, there's a problem in the church now. People don't seek God before they take off into their daily chores. What would your day be like if you sought him early?
Amen.
Let me give you a quote. The prophet of God said, most people don't, you don't ever hear him quote. Brother Bram said, I like to get up in the wee hours of the morning, 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, because there is where God is.
Amen.
He said, everything's slowing down. You know, there's nothing going on around in that area in the world. And he said, you can walk. And he said, God will walk with you.
Good,
huh? But Brother Adam, if I don't get my sleep, if you don't get more God.
Amen.
What's more important, your sleep of being ready for the rapture. Told him at home, I said, some people's going to miss it because they don't want to get out of their bed.
Right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Some people's going to miss it because, oh, well, the World Series on tonight. I sure hope the Lord don't come before then. Come on. You know, it used to be people was hungry for God. Me and my wife, when we're at home, I'm playing music and we're reading messages and things. We just start talking about Him. Oh, you wouldn't believe. It was amazing how many times He's visited our house. Brother John, He doesn't use the doorbell. He doesn't knock. He doesn't call me on telephone. He just comes in at any time, any moment, no matter what's happening. He knows He's welcome. My wife will tell you, He slips in there and we just kind of move apart and we make room for Him. Kind of sounds a little bit childish, don't it? But you see, that's the way the church ought to be. God, let me make room for You today. Let me make room and put this away and put that away. Let me forget that and forget them. God, let me make room for You today. Because I'm longing for a drink of that good old-fashioned Pentecostal waters. There's miracles in the water spouts this morning. If you can take God at His word. There that lady was. Doctor said she's dead. She's gone. Going out and plug her machine and said, don't you give these people any hope. I said, I'm not going to. I'm doing what they've asked. I said, however, let me tell you something, doctor. I said, I don't know what God will do, but I know what He can do. He said, what are you talking about? I said, that woman plugged on those machines. I said, I don't know if God will. I said, but God can raise her up from there. Right. He just shook his head, Brother John, and walked away. Amen. There was a niece with me and the grandchildren. You've heard the story. Went back in there and had them get on the other side of the bed. And I was on this side and the machine's breathing for her and all that. It just, devil said, you know, why are you wasting your time? Huh? Now, don't y'all act like the devil don't talk to you too. The best, the time the devil talks the loudest is when I'm wanting to talk to God. Did you not know the scripture says when the sons of God presented themselves before God, Satan also came? Well, I better hurry up. How long do you usually preach, Brother John? He'd preach. There, that little woman laying. I looked over at the niece and the grandchildren. I said, I want you to bow your heads. And I said, be real reverent. I said, I don't know what God will do. I said, but I know what He can do. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. I don't know what God will do here this morning, but I know what He can do. If any two is touching any one thing in agreement and asking in My name, it shall be given them. Amen. Ask. And you shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened. Hey, seek, and you shall find.
Praise the living Lord. Amen.
I still believe. Amen. David said, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. Amen. That sounds like the Message Movement. Come on. I'm from Pentecost. I ain't ashamed of it. Amen. I'm glad I got it before I got where I am today. Amen. Because now they come along and say, well, now, Brother Adam, we're beyond. I tell you, you've come too late to tell me that. Amen. Went down there to preach to them preachers. Brother John and I argued with God all the way to where I was headed. Got at my motel at 1 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to go down there. Walked in there. And the man that invited me to come. Oh, he was so excited. Brother Adam, I've been waiting. I said, Brother, I wasn't coming. He said, I know you was. I said, no, brother, you don't understand. I said, I was not coming. He said, I know you was. Brother John, you know who I'm talking about. I said, well, brother, I said, when I get done here this morning, you'll maybe wish I wasn't. He said, that's the reason I've asked you to come. He said, because I know you're not afraid. It's not a matter of I'm not afraid. I don't like enemies. And you know, sometimes you get to preaching Jesus Christ is the same. Amen. You'd be surprised how many devils pop up in the church. Amen. Come on.
Amen. Preach it, brother. Amen.
You preach, He can, He will, He does.
Amen.
Them old devils pop their head up.
Amen.
Well, now, don't you know the prophet of God said, I got up there, took my text over there, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I come not with enticing words of men wisdom, begin to deal with that. You know, God gave us the word with a supernatural manifestation as a confirmation it was God.
Amen.
Them old preachers, seen them cross their arms, hump up like bullfrogs sitting on toadstools,
right,
eating buckshot. I just went on because I knew the Lord was there. I got done. That brother, I sat down there. That brother put his arm around me and began to pat me. Sure enough, here jumped this old. Well, now, Brother Allen, we've been back there in Pentecost with A.A. Allen and Jack Cohen. I wasn't even talking about them guys. We've seen this and we've seen that, but we've got the word. I want to say that's about all you got. Hello, church. A lot of us got the word, but where's the life?
Amen.
Where's the supernatural manifestation that the word is alive?
Amen.
Well, I ain't left my thought. Little David said, I remember what it was like down there as a little boy, taking care of the sheep, fighting the lion, fighting the bear, and drinking the water out of that cool well. You see, Bethlehem is the house of God's bread. He said, I remember drinking that cool water out of that well. Joab, thank you for the drink, but I don't want it out of your canteen no more. I don't want to drink it from this doctrine and this one and that one because I was there with the prophet.
Amen.
I want to drink from the artesian well himself. I want to drink from the rock that followed the children of Israel through the wilderness that was smote one time at Calvary. I want the water of life. Sir, I'm like the little woman come down there to Jesus. Jesus looked down and said, go call your husband. Well, I'll have you to. She said, I ain't got one. He said, you rightfully said, you've had five. Well, a lot of people done left the church on that note. Brother John, they'd have thrown her out the door. You've had five. And now the man you're living with right now, in adultery, is not yours. Oh, isn't it amazing? He didn't stone her. He didn't condemn her. He told her where the problem was. She said, sir, give me this water that I come back not and draw. He said, go call your husband.
Amen.
Told her the story. She said, oh, you must be a prophet, for we know when the Messiah comes, he'll tell us all things. You know, people act as though we have graduated beyond that.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with us. Brother David Momulus, he's been here before the Lord took him on home. He said, you know, he said, freshmen come into college where he was teaching. They knew everything, just ask them.
Yeah.
Couldn't teach them nothing. Said, but those seniors, as they was graduating out, Brother John, said they realized they knew nothing.
Amen.
Hello, church. Some of us, we're still acting like we're freshmen in the message. We know everything there is to know. Well, we ought to be saying, God, I know nothing. Just give me another drink of the waters of life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Oh, I don't know what God will do this morning, but I know what he can do. Some of you might be sick in body. I don't know if God will heal you, but I know he can heal you.
Amen.
Some of you might be bound with spirits. I don't know if he will deliver you, but I know he can deliver you.
Amen.
But it's your faith, not my faith, your faith.
Amen.
In what he did at Calvary, that'll bring him on the scene that'll do it.
Amen.
That little woman, that little granddaughter and her grandchildren, and that little niece, on the other side of the bed, I said, just bow your heads and pray.
Amen.
This woman was dead. I'm not going to go through the whole story. Brother John laid hands on her and began to pray. The doctor said there was nothing there. She was gone. Now, I prayed for my cousin that was dead, and he was dead. Well, right before he got killed on his motorcycle, he said, I don't need your God as a crutch. He said, I'll drink a beer for you when I get to hell. Had a massive heart attack on his motorcycle, hit a pole. They called me. They got him on life support. Come. They opened his chest and sewed the hole shut where his heart had exploded. They massaged it and got it beaten. Walked in the room. I laid hands on him. And I said, Lord Jesus. And all of a sudden I heard John's voice come out of the corner of the room. I don't need your God as a crutch. I'll drink a beer for you when I get to hell. I just took my hands away. I said, he's gone. This woman was in the same shape. There she laid. I laid up, reached my hands over, and I began to pray. And I said, Lord, I don't know what you'll do. And all of a sudden, her wrist jumped. And the little girl on the other side, look, look, look. I said, just be calm. I wasn't feeling no great anointing. You always go by, people go by what they feel. He said, only believe. Faith is an attribute of God. It's not an emotion. It's not a sensation. Faith is a divine attribute. God gives you the ability to take him at his word. You can't muster it up. You can't educate it. It's God given. You step into that and you say, yes, God said it. I believe it. That ends it. Doesn't matter what you're facing, what you're going through. Doesn't matter what kind of a spirit's involved. You see, when Christ died at Calvary, everything you needed was taken care of. It is finished. Simple, isn't it? Now, what if we can just take him at dash three words? It is finished. Lord, I've got a bad temper. Well, let's just lay hands on that and get rid of it. And direct it. Lord, it's finished. Amen. Amen. Lord, I've got a bad back. Well, let's just lay hands. Let's believe it is finished. Amen. Amen. Now, the prophet of God said, the Jews has to have laying on of hands. And in this scripture, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, anointing you with the oil, amen, praying the prayer of faith. It will forgive their sins, amen, and heal their bodies. Amen. Now, the prophet of God said it was given unto the Jews the doctrine of laying on of hands. Amen. He said, but to the Gentiles, he said, we find the Roman centurion coming down there saying, Lord, Master, I'm a man of authority. I say, come, they come. I say, go, they go. And said, you're the same as I am. You just speak the word. Amen. And my servant will be healed.
Hallelujah. Praise the living Lord.
Jesus said, not so great a faith have I found in all Israel. Amen. Who had it? A Gentile.
Amen.
You are relatives.
Amen.
Hear this little dead woman begin to pray, at wrist jerked. Look at that. They're getting all excited. You know, God begins to do something, and we get emotional. Not realizing emotion has nothing to do with faith. Faith is a divine attribute of God that God has given all of us a measure of. Now, every one of you in the building has a measure of faith. But when the Holy Ghost comes and you heard the word, it anoints that faith, and the faith begins to grow. Then you say to this mountain, be thou removed.
Amen.
And it's moved because you believe in your heart and you doubt not.
Amen.
You see, that's what service is all about. Getting our faith anointed so we can say it's finished. It's over. His word said it. I believe it. It's done. Now listen, I can do nothing for you. But he's here. And if we have faith to believe, all things is possible. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I could tell you stories about Brother Branham's ministry. I could tell you stories about my wife's grandfather. They brought a baby in the service that had been dead for hours. Brought it up while he's preaching. When he laid hands on it, he said, lay the baby on the altar. Go sit down and let me finish my message.
Amen.
Don't he care? Well, Brother John, he knew what he was doing. That baby wasn't going nowhere.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So he went ahead and he preached another hour under a divine anointing. And then he stepped forward and he said, "Now God, if that word was from you, then you confirm it." And he laid hands on that child and that child come to life. Think about that just for a moment. We're talking about the resurrection and the life. He didn't say I was. He didn't say I will be. He said I am the resurrection and the life. Let your faith be anointed this morning. Brother John can't heal you. I can't heal you. But there's one here who can. If you let your anointed faith say yes and amen to the promise of God's word. Now, the reason you have not is because you ask not. Well, God knows my heart. Sure he does. You think he didn't know your heart before you said, "Lord, I'm sorry," and repented? The goodness of God led you to repentance. Amen. And Brother John, he knew you were sorry before you ever knelt down and said, "Jesus, forgive me." But you see, he wanted to hear you say it from your lips. Hello?
Amen.
From the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaketh.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. I believe.
Amen.
I feel him here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Brother John, talk about my body breaking down. I'm getting ready for a brand new one.
Amen.
Amen. There's joy in the water spouts this morning. I want you to notice what David said in the book of Psalms. Psalm 77 and verse 1. I cried unto God with my voice.
Amen.
Even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. I don't need somebody besides Jesus. I cried unto my God, and he gave me ear. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My condition wasn't no better, but that didn't stop me from praying. How many of you stopped praying because your conditions got no better? Well, God must not love me as much as he loved somebody else. Well, I got news for you. He loves me just as much as he loves Brother John. And I think Brother John's a little bit more lovable than I am. Everywhere I go, people say, "Oh, Brother John, he loves everybody." Yes, well, that's got to be Christ. Because me, I have a hard time loving everybody. Some people I'd like to school behind the shed. I'm being honest. I don't have a lot of tolerance for unbelief. Some people I think, yeah, I better get off that. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God. This is where the key is to what you have need of this morning. Remember God. Remember the Lord of glory. Remember Calvary. Remember it is finished. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained. And my spirit was overwhelmed. Anyone ever went to God with a complaint? You ain't going to complain because glory is too big or because the anointing is too much. No, you begin to complain because my back ain't no better. My body don't feel no better. God, I need healing. You begin to complain in faith because you become overwhelmed. Some people are just happy to have, you know, the sickness live with them. I was always told if you got a sick dog, you're better off to shoot it. Now, I'm a country boy. That's where we was raised. That sickness would get from the dog going to you. Some sicknesses are unto death. Hello?
Amen.
Brother John, if you got an old dog that's sick unto death, you're better off to put it out of its misery and get that sickness out of your house. You got a bad attitude, you got a bad spirit, you know, you're better off to kill that thing and get it out of your house, get the sickness away, so God can heal you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
with joy shall you draw. I want to read something here. Forget those dried cisterns and stagnated denominations you're living in. I've been around the message for about 35 years or so. And I've been seeing so many different cisterns dug. I've seen the two soul cistern dug, and I've seen the thunder cistern dug, and I've seen this dug, and I've seen that dug, and all this whole, everybody's running yon, running. I'm just watching. Come in here, brother. Oh, Brother Abby, you ought to be in the meetings. I'm not interested in going drinking from some man's cistern. Hello. When I came to Jesus, I was a drug addict. I'm not a drug addict anymore. When I came to Jesus, I was an alcoholic, but I'm not a drug alcoholic anymore. I am completely healed by the glory of God. My soul is satisfied at Calvary. I don't need a cistern. They wanted David to keep drinking out of those old canteens. He said, oh, that one would give me. Oh, that one. Oh, but don't you know, David? Great men have drunk. He said, I'm not against you. But I want to drink from the well that I drank from when I was young. I want to go back to the God of my youth. I want to go back to the God that delivered the bear and delivered the lion into my hand. Delivered that giant into my hand. I want to go back to that. And you know, because there was a deep call in David, that well was down there in Bethlehem the whole time, hadn't moved. God raised up three men. Those three men rose up and went through all the enemies, battling and fighting their way. Their swords cleaved under their hands. They fought so hard until they got water from the well. They brought it back to David. I want you to know, men through the ages have put their lives, their souls on the line, even the prophet of God of this age, to get you the water. Amen. That flows from the wells of Bethlehem. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wasn't just the God of William Branham. He's the God of this bride. Amen. If you can drink from the waters this morning, that well is bubbling, 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 if you'll just take a little drink. Brother Branham was told a little story. He said, when I'm out hunting, he said, Brother John, he said, I go by this little artesian well down here. He said, I go by in the wintertime, and he said, and it's just a bubbling and a bubbling and bubbling. And he said, I stopped, and I said, what makes you bubble all the time? Now, he told this story for a reason. He said, is it because the deers come drink out of you? He said, oh, no, I appreciate them Baptists. I'm them deers coming down here drinking. That ain't why I'm bubbling. Huh? Is it because the bears? Oh, no, I appreciate them bears coming down here to drink. But that ain't why I'm bubbling. Then Brother Branham stops and he said, is it because I come and drink? He said, oh, no. He said, I appreciate you coming by to drink out of me. He said, but the reason I'm bubbling is because something inside me is pushing it out and out and out. If you could understand this morning, it wasn't a well just for the patriarchs of old or for Brother Branham. It was a well for us that's bubbling this morning as it's always bubbled. But you got to want to drink from it. Let's stand to our feet. I want to encourage us this morning. Jesus Christ is alive. He's not dead. He's a resurrected Savior.
Amen.
And it ain't just an empty tomb we point to.
That's right.
He lives in my heart.
Amen.
He lives in every believer's heart.
Amen.
It's been on my heart here lately. I've been dealing with our church about having faith in God's Word.
Amen.
Jack Co., those men, they lived in their days and they had the move of God they had, but saints, we are living in the day that we are coming to the adoption.
Amen.
Sons and daughters of God to a full manifestation.
Amen.
But Brother John, when that transformation takes place, I won't need divine healing. No, I'll have a brand new body.
Amen.
I won't need someone to lay hands on me because I'll be completely as Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
That's what the Word teaches us.
Amen.
But until then, He has given us divine healing. Because He knew we'd be sick in body. He gave us miracle signs and wonders. Because He knew people would question whether He was alive or not. But He said He would do this in the midst of His children. These signs shall follow them that believe. Isn't that simple? Now, Brother John, according as the prophet of God said, now I know spiritually we're Jews in here this morning. For the Bible said a Jew is not one that is outward, but a one that is inward, circumcision of the heart. So we can all say that Jews spiritually, we are. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But how many this morning needs a touch from God?
Amen.
We all need a touch from the Lord. Amen. There's no reason why He can't do that.
Amen.
You don't need my hands laid on you. All you need is to say, Lord, I believe it is finished. Because by Your stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother John to come, the piano player to come. And we're going to pray with you this morning.
Amen.
And believe God.
Amen.
We prayed with this little woman. She was medically, clinically dead. The children was on the other side of the bed. And as we laid hands on her and began to pray. Play that song, Only Believe. All of a sudden, her wrist just jerked. Of course, me being fleshy, something's going to happen. But Brother John, she didn't open her eyes. So I continued to pray and her elbow jerked. I prayed a little bit longer, her shoulder jerked. And I'm thinking any second she's going to jump up off that bed and go scare all of us half to death and she's going to run out of this emergency or run out of this room. We kept praying and eventually her neck started jerking. Then it went to her lips, and then her eyes started jerking, but her eyes never opened. I walked out of the hospital. I felt so discouraged. The Lord said, what are you discouraged for? I'm not finished. You see, we get discouraged because we don't see something in the natural. We allow our faith to stumble and question God. I got back home. I walked in the door. My wife said, what happened? I told her what happened. I said, mark my words. I said, that woman's coming out of the hospital.
Amen.
Sometimes God will make you wait.
Right. Amen.
After you say, Lord, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Right. Brother John, I waited 7 days. I didn't hear a word. The devil beat me up. Oh, you're a man of faith. And you preach faith. And I just said, Lord Jesus, I know that I can't do nothing. I'm trusting You.
Amen.
Got up Sunday morning, walked out to the pulpit, looked out there, and there stood the little girl that asked me to come pray for her dead aunt. I said, Missy, it's good to have you this morning. I said, I haven't heard. I said, what happened to your aunt? She started sobbing and crying. And she said, Brother Adam, she just called me this morning from the hospital.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. Dead. Gone. She told the doctor, she said, oh, thank You for getting me out of that dark, insane asylum where people are screaming and moaning.
Amen.
I thought, oh, God, You're so merciful.
Yes.
In the regions of the lost, and yet You brought her back out of it.
Praise.
You see,
praise,
don't question. Peter, step out of the boat.
Amen.
Do like Peter. Lord, save me.
Amen.
Take my hand.
Right.
How many need Him this morning?
Amen.
Amen. All hands ought to be. You know, some of you's got diabetes. Some of you've got other problems wrong in your body. My wife's deaf in her ears. I'm believing God to open them up.
Amen.
There's nothing God can't do here this morning.
Amen.
If you just let your faith reach out and say, it
Amen.
Is finished. Maybe you got an evil spirit on you. Maybe you got battling, arguing in your marriage. You want to get rid of that thing. Raise your hands and let's ask God to do it. Brother John, would you come this morning? Lord Jesus, we come before You right now. God, every hand in the building that's raised before you, asking God, Lord, that you would supernaturally right now minister, God, to the needs of your children. Lord, whatever their situation is, healing for their body, healing in their marriage, Lord. Drive the sickness away from them, Father. Whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, take it away, Father. Lord, we'll love you, we'll praise you for it. Be it unto us according to thy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Yes, only believe. Only believe that all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe that all things are possible. Let's sing, Lord, I believe. Speak it with your mouth. Yes, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe that all things are possible. Yes, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. That all things possible, Lord. Now, if we believe, there's some action, and we're going to say, Lord, I receive. And right now, I want you to receive in your heart that which you said you had need of. Yes, Lord, I receive it now, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord, I receive my loved ones. Thank you for saving them. Yes, all things. Healing. Thank you for healing me, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Yes, Lord, thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Thank you for a revival in our church, oh God. Yes, Lord, I receive that all things possible. Lord, because Jesus is here. For Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And all things are possible. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And all things possible. Jesus is here. You believe Jesus is here today? I trust that God spoke to you. Not only spoke to you by his word, but he give you that which you have need of today. Let's bow our heads to him. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for coming by today. Thank you, Lord. We want to make room for you. As Brother Adam said, when you come into his house, they made room for you. Lord, I pray that in each and every one of our homes will will make room for you, Lord, to come and visit any time that you please, Lord. May we put away all the things that would grieve you, O God, that in case you'd want to come by, we make room for you. Lord, I thank you for this message, how we need to be back to the original, longing back for a Pentecostal move. Lord, just like the day of Pentecost, we long for that, O God. We long for you to come in our midst and touch each and every one. I thank you for this day, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to continue to draw us nearer as we see your soon coming, Lord. Bless each and every one today. May they not forget what God did today, what God said today to them through our brother Adam. May we not forget your presence. And Lord, as we leave this building today, may we purpose in our heart to put action to our faith, to put footsteps, Lord, and seek you with all of our heart. And whatever it takes, Lord, help us, Lord. Draw us, O God. Give us that hunger and thirst. We know it all comes from you. Bless each and every one today. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. It looks like Adam went back, but you love the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. I could say I'm happy to be here today.
Amen.
I feel like God spoke to me.
Amen.
You know, and I've been in that place where Adam's, where you didn't want to do something, you know, or you had your own fleshly resistance to something God wanted you to do. And then God keeps saying, this is what I want you to do. You know, sometimes that resistance is our own carnal self. We don't want to do something God wants us to do. But all of us know God wants us to surrender to him. Not to hurt us, but it's better for us if we surrender. That's a revelation. Do you realize your life is better off if you give it to Jesus Christ and make him your Lord and your master? Our life is better off. So Adam, if you make your way to the back and greet the people as they exit today, and praise God. Can you say it was good to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. I felt the presence of God. Not we go by feelings, but we do feel him sometimes in our midst, and I appreciate that. I want the Spirit of the living God. I want his sweet Spirit to live in me. You know, brother, someone said, John loves everybody. You know, I'm a human being, but I want to love everybody. I want the love of God. I want that to have preeminence in me today. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Ed to dismiss us today as we go.
Brother Ed, could you dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Oh, Lord.
Let's bow our heads.
Oh, God. You've been so good to us this morning, Lord. You've brought us here. You supplied, Lord, you gave a man of God the word that we needed.
Yes, Lord.
Each one of us need you, Lord. And Lord, may we be walking in a spirit of prayer, looking for you all the time, Lord. Meet our needs, your word promises, and you have promised to be with us, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. And Lord, as we go, be with each one in the world. It is a battle, Lord. Help us, Lord, in that battle. Your word also tells us that I will never leave you. And we're so thankful, Lord,
yes,
for your word. Lord Jesus, thank you again for this morning, for what you've done for us. We ask this in your precious, wonderful name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Let's sing, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." Amen. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that...